A vocal show of frustration from Nome's mining community took center stage at this week's city council meeting. The miners were angry about a letter the city sent to the State Department of Natural Resources complaining about impacts from the recent gold mining boom. KNOM's Zachariah Hughes reports from Nome.
During public comments, there were remarks on two new liquor license applications, as well as concerns over Nome's worsening muskox problems. But for about an hour, the only comments came from gold miners.
We're feeling like you're throwing rocks at us the way some of this is written.
Kenny Hughes is with Nome's chapter of the Alaska Mining Association. He and others were angry about language in a letter City Manager Josie Banky sent earlier this month outlining the financial and social burden Nome has experienced since the 2011 Department of Natural Resources lease sale helped open up the current offshore dredging boom. The sale brought in millions in revenues for the state, but left Nome without the money to accommodate increased port activity. Banky says that put the city on the hook for new costs, everything from hiring extra employees to setting up facilities for human waste.
We are a mining town, you know, but we haven't heard anything from DNR since June, and that's been frustrating. We've sat down, we've told them over and over what our concerns are, and there's never any follow-up that's been done. You know, I apologize for any negative connotations in there, but it's more or less, I guess, in response to the frustration with no response.
Many of the speakers also felt left out for not being notified of the letter or being included in more formal dialogues. Several had printed copies of the letter with them, reading from it at the podium. Homer resident Vern Atkinson owns a dredging operation and is compensated by the Discovery Channel for appearing on the Bering Sea Gold franchise. He and others repeatedly raised the point the gold sector brings an economic boom to Nome.
I'm an American, you know, and when I come to Nome, I'm a citizen of Nome. I got just as many rights as anybody else around here. Okay, I'm not taking a back seat to anybody. I don't care if they. When I come here, I cover all the ground I stand on, you know? And I don't like being put down and because I'm up here mining and you people are sharing in the benefits of it.
The extent of that economic benefit is debatable. While the mining sector brings in money for some businesses, Councilmember Stan Anderson says municipal entities like the port, roads, city services don't get much of those revenues. Anderson pegged the figure at around just 5%. The matter became heated when miners pushed for the city to define what was meant in the letter by negative social impacts. Mayor Denise Michaels offered several examples, like the rise in methamphetamine and heroin use.
So don't laugh at this. This is a really serious issue. And if you don't know the use, what a heroin user looks like or does, it goes right under your nose. So those are some of the social issues that are happening in Nome.
Not because of gold.
No, because gold? Of, no, not gold? The gold problem, but these okay. are new social issues that came up.
Bob Hafner, a longtime Nome resident and miner, was one of the few voices insisting neither side is doing enough to accommodate the other's needs.
My kids are native. I want them to be able to subsist. I want them to be able to go down to Belmont Point and fish. By golly, we don't have to have all our dredges sitting right on shore. Y'all got boats. We need to make some room too, guys. It's not just them. We need to make some accommodations too, and we're not communicating.
But almost everyone that came for public comment left once it ended, leaving chambers sparse even as the council moved into discussing a seasonal tax that would have raised revenues for summer sectors, like mining. The council ultimately voted not to bring that seasonal tax to voters. For KNOM in Nome, I'm Zachariah Hughes.